Another warning today about bird flu in Asia. At a meeting in Vietnam, UN officials said the outbreak poses the gravest possible danger of becoming a global pandemic. So far, bird flu has killed 45 people in Asia. They're believed to have contracted the disease from infected poultry. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi, health officials are worried about what could happen if the virus mutates to pass from human to human.
The World Health Organization's regional director, Dr. Shigeru Omi, today spoke in stark terms of the high likelihood of a bird flu pandemic, and he offered several reasons why. Influenza pandemics occur every 20 to 30 years, Omi said. The last was nearly 40 years ago, suggesting one is now overdue. In addition, Omi said, the bird flu virus is now firmly entrenched in many parts of Asia and is proving to be very versatile and very resilient. The mortality rate for humans who contract the disease from infected birds is more than 70%.
We at WHO believe that world is now in the gravest possible danger of a pandemic. If the virus becomes highly contagious among humans, the health impact will be enormous and certainly much greater than that of SARS.
SARS killed nearly 800 people 2 years ago. If the avian flu does mutate and finds a way to pass effectively from person to person, health officials warn it could kill millions. The WHO's Omi today urged governments around the world to begin work on a pandemic preparedness plan just in case. Samuel Yutzi is a senior official with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. He says the best way of containing the virus is by controlling it at the source.
This means addressing the transmission of the virus where the disease occurs, in poultry, specifically free-range chickens and wetland-dwelling ducks, and thus curbing disease occurrence in the region before it spreads to other parts of the world. There is an increasing risk of avian influenza spread that no poultry-keeping country can afford to ignore.
But controlling the disease at the source is difficult, largely because it involves changing the way in which people raise poultry in the region. Here in Vietnam, for example, only 10% of poultry is raised on commercial farms. Most of the rest is raised in families' backyards. Chickens, ducks, and other animals all living together, a near-perfect breeding ground, health officials say, for viruses like bird flu. Changing that culture will take time and money. But it is absolutely necessary, officials say, in order to contain the virus. FAO Chief Veterinary Officer Dr. Joseph Dominic says eradicating the virus isn't likely anytime soon. Containment, he says, is possible if the resources are there.
Controlling the disease, this is something which can be done today because the tools exist. We know the tools, the governments have applied the tools, have achieved a lot of improvement of the situation, eradication. It's another matter which will be very difficult.
The three-day conference is looking at long-term strategies for dealing with the problem, including better surveillance in rural areas where the virus has surfaced in the past. Participants will also hear about progress toward the development of vaccines for both animals and humans. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Ho Chi Minh City.